Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Here I'm with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Always nice to be with you.
Always enjoy doing these programs and really reflecting on meaningful parts of our lives and how it's connected here in coastal Delaware. And we'll be talking today about community. Yeah, I have to say, the older I get and the maybe wiser I get, the more I appreciate the whole concept of community and how important it is, how valuable it is. And I think it might be helpful just to talk about what the word community means.
Well, it means, for me, an important part of doing life together. And it's like an intentional desire to kind of get connected with people, maybe with similar interests or shared activities or, you know, do an event together as part of a community.
I think it's a really helpful way to look at it, that there's some kind of connection, there's some common interest, a common bond, even a common obligation, where people just don't do stuff, they're connected. And, you know, you think of the different communities that you've been involved in. Let's pick one. Let's say the church community. I know that's been a part of our lives together. Let's talk about what a church community is, and that'll be true of really any community. There's a special connection, there's a special feeling or sense people have to each other because they're part of the same thing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and being a part of a group, whether it's a small ladies group or an activity with gathering a group of us to go biking together, you know, is just that connection time that you want to share, enjoying in being in one another's lives.
I think it's absolutely insightful. And, you know, what makes communities work is that people share something in common. You know, right? I mean, you know, I'm not in a community with someone different part of the world that I never met, I don't have any interaction with, I have different views on life. But it's more than just being in proximity to folks. There's all kinds of people who are near me that I'm not in a community. So what would you say is really, when you boil it down, the common denominator that members of a community have in common?
I think it's going to be around the similar beliefs or values that you identify or share with, and that mission kind of drives you together to pursue that as, you know, as individuals and collectively.
Yeah, I think it's that shared value, but it's not just a shared value, it's a shared value with the organization itself, the heartbeat of the organization, the mission or the vision, what that organization is all about is a central part of your beliefs, values, and character. Because there's so many things that we can be involved in, so many things that we can do with our time. People who are retired, they have unlimited discretionary time. I talk about it in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, which for our listeners, should mention is available on Amazon. You can purchase it on Amazon. And you can also go to maxamazing.com and purchase a copy of that book. But really what we talk about is this greater idea of connection, the sense of identity, who am I? And we have that shared connectedness in an organization. And we can be involved in many things, but that commonality of something that's truly important. It's not just something, hey, I like pasta, cool. You know, unless pasta is so important to us, we won't be in a pasta eaters club, you know, but there's some depth to that. And so it might be interesting to talk about all the different types of communities that people can be part of and help them really think about that there's this deep connection in the community. So what are some of the communities that you would point to that are important to you and you would suspect would be important to others?
Well, music is a big part of any community. And sometimes you come to a restaurant or a concert just because you have this shared love for the music that this group is singing. So, you know, for me, singing was one of those communities that I enjoyed, as well as, you know, sometimes just doing activities together. Like I said, biking kind of gets you out there to exercise, but you have a camaraderie of time to share.
Yeah, certainly. I think specific interests of music, biking, any types of hobbies would be important communities. But I think also just something very basic as where you live. I think clearly anyone who lives in coastal Delaware sees the growth of this area. And what's interesting is so much of the growth is tied to communities, community developments. Why do you think that's such an important source of growth?
I think because people want to belong, whether it's near or far, they're going to kind of continue to seek it so that they can continue this time together. You know, sometimes a lot of people come to our area because maybe there's a tournament here, and they'll put it on their schedule to come both times to just participate in it or to watch their friends participate in it. But it's, again, that sense of community that brings people from every place to one place to celebrate that time together.
Sure. I mean, of course, people come visit to the area for a tournament or come to the weekend for the beach. But of course, the deeper coming to the area is relocating. And so people relocate to the area and they want to have relationship and they seek in the community and they have that in the community. You know, they have those different residential communities, very popular, and, you know, maybe they have clubhouses. And, you know, people, what they're really doing, they're not just looking for a place to live. The way I put it, they're looking for a place to do life. Mm-hmm. And when we do life, we want it to do life with others, people who we have deeper values. And of course, not everyone in a residential community or any community, however we define it, will have the deepest values. But certainly, the greater extent that we share common values, the greater the connection will be. And so, Joyce, I'd like to just talk a little bit about how you have moved to different places throughout your life. Talk about those community connections in the different parts of where you used to live and how that really helped you feel like you belonged in the area you lived.
Well, again, making time to find a group that has the same interests as you is kind of one of those first steps, you know, and moving into a community where I'm going to say scrapbooking, because that's one of my, you know, fun activities that have kind of continued on throughout every phase of where I moved to, has been one of those connection groups. And singing probably like more in a church setting or in a choir setting has been kind of another one of those groups that I continue to look for where, you know, when I move from one place to another.
And that's really important because, you know, when you leave an area to another area, you want continuity. You expect newness and you want newness, but you don't want everything to be brand new because, you know, it takes a lot of effort to re-engineer who we are. And so we're regularly looking for what are those similarities? What can I draw from? The things that I did here or maybe more deeply, my identity in this community. How can I transfer that to another area? And really what's important to be able to do is to find a community where you can live that out. And you know, you talked about the different activities, but you know, residential community is essential. Certainly a church community is essential for people who are people of faith. People have certain specific interests. That's a connecting point. So let's talk about if people did not settle into a community when they moved to another area, how would that impact them?
I think it might cause them to feel a little lonely. and that little lonely could grow, you know. So I think where you feel welcomed and invited, that will help shorten that time and the newness, you know, that you have in leaving one place and going to another. And you know, community is the connection, you know, with others, sharing a part of your life together, and hopefully, whether it's short term or long term, you know, to continue it, even if you leave from one community and go to another.
I think it's so important to keep in mind that we all need that connection. We all need community for connection. And when people don't have that, they feel isolated. They feel less valued. And I think it's a good shout out for folks who are connected, folks who have, I say they're filled, you know, they don't have need for more connection. I would just like to shout out to those folks who are listening and help them think about how they can help others experience that fullness in their life, even if they don't have capacity to take on new relationships, to come across people that maybe that they rub shoulders with and help those folks find their own connections. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Advisor. This is your host, Len. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Len a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement.
Retirement is more than just an end. It's a new beginning. Len Hedichuk, CEO and founder of Dedicated Financial, has been helping families for more than 30 years make their golden years truly shine. And he can do the same for you. Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, provides the roadmap you need for a satisfying and meaningful retirement. Packed with practical advice, you'll learn how to identify who you are and how to grow into who you want to become. Discover strategies to make your retirement enjoyable and fulfilling, and ways to align your money with what is most important to you. Transform your retirement into the amazing experience you deserve. Visit maxamazing.com to get your free copy of Maximizing Your Retirement and the digital workbook from Len Hedichuk today. Don't wait. Start your journey towards an incredible retirement now. That's maxamazing.com. Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC registered investment advisor firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancial.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Lori K. Payden, Community Vice President of the Sussex and Dover YMCAs. Hey, Lori, so glad you can join us.
It's my pleasure.
I know you go by Lori K., I'm keeping that Lori K. You know, you're part of the YMCA, and anyone who thinks of the YMCA thinks of what?
They think about that song.
The song, right. Yeah. So
I don't sing, so I'm not going to sing.
No, I can ask you to do that. But I'm going to just say some of the words to it. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. They have everything for young men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys, and then it's YMCA chorus, right?
So, that's right.
So that I think captures the spirit of the YMCA, but it does a pretty poor job of capturing the depth of what you all do,
correct,
right?
Correct. It's all about community. And, you know, oftentimes people are like, oh, it's a gym and a swim, or it's just for kids. And it's funny because it is a community for all, from babies all the way up to north of 90. We serve everybody.
So if you were to say what the mission is there another way you would say that, or is that kind of mission? Like, what would you say the mission of YMCA is?
The mission is to provide quality programming, improving the mind, body, and spirit for all. The YMCA is for all. We don't want to turn anyone away for the inability to pay. We have programming and services for all ages. We've got scholarship programs. We've got chronic disease prevention opportunities. We've got camps. It's just, there's something for everyone. And the whole idea and what our foundation is building healthier, stronger communities.
And I think it's just so beautiful the way you say that. We don't want to have anyone excluded.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one that we can't be relevant to. But one of the problems with people trying to be relevant to all people, you're not relevant to any one person, mm-hmm. but you are relevant to specific groups of individuals. Talk a little bit about that. How do you structure programming so that it's really specifically targeted toward specific needs with specific interests that have shared values and beliefs?
Right. That's a great question. And what's really important to us is to hear the voice of our community. You know, we're serving all of Sussex County, if we're talking about Sussex or we're talking about Dover, and that's listening to our community members and listening to our members. And so we've got a really strong team of individuals that serve our healthy agers, I like to call them, our active agers. We've got a set group of leaders that serve our healthy living, which is our diabetes and live strong, and then aquatics, and then we've got our youth development. So we've got these specialized areas that all work together under one roof to serve our community well.
What I find so interesting is the whole idea of listening. And, you know, I have to say, so many people who focus on communicating their message and they're doing all the talking and they're not doing the listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to know what it is that people really need.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it kind of reflects back to the YMCA of Delaware's three promises. We've got three promises that we're unveiling as part of our strategic plan. And that is, we want to ensure every youth and teen that we serve on a pathway to success, improve the health and well-being of every individual and family we serve. That's huge. That's like chronic disease prevention. And then unite communities and inspire service to others. Like that hits all generations across the board.
What I really love about that is it meets people where they are to have their own specific interest needs met, but looks at it with a bigger, greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, you know, so-and-so, Chris, Pat, whoever you're talking to, we can help you, but it's not just about you. It's like you're part of a bigger picture. And how can you be a more whole person by being part of a bigger story?
Right. And, you know, we always hear, not to mention the village people, but like it takes a village. You know, it takes a village to raise our kids. It takes a village to take care of our seniors that may be shut in. Like, and we're working together to address those things.
Yeah. And I think the whole idea of village, sometimes that concept can be politicized. I don't want to get into that at all in our conversation. But I think it's just a realization that we are most effective individually when we're part of a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, where life goals, hopes, and dreams can be impact, making an impact on the world around you, making a difference. And when you do that, it really builds you up as well.
Right.
I'd love to get some perspective from you, Lori Kay, on how when people who are part of the why, when they become a little bit more others oriented, a little more community minded, how that helps them in a self way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's studies out there that even when people volunteer, like how that improves their well-being. And, you know, we offer volunteer opportunities from, you know, our free safety around water program. Like I rely on my retirees to come and help me with that program. Like I need to get 150 kids through that program. And so for them to experience watching a kid that is scared to death of the water to blowing bubbles, that's huge. So that helps to really build them up. The other big part is just, you know, I joke, I see people in there every day. I'm like, are you really working out? They are. But it's more the social part. Like that's so, some of our members, especially our retirees, that may be the only social interaction they get. And those are their people. And so I may see them playing pickleball or in a water aerobics class, but then I'll run out for a meeting and I'll see them having coffee together as a group. So it really goes outside of our four walls.
And I want to press in a little more of that community where I think people just don't appreciate things like, so you have young people that they get involved with the water safety, right? And
mm-hmm.
then they become lifeguards. And who are these people? These people are folks who are guarding the beaches that allow the whole community to swim. Or there's a lot of, you know, communities that have pools, right? And without
mm-hmm.
the pools, they can't operate. And so how, you know, helping children learn how to swim, be, you know, in that safety environment, be lifeguards, how we all benefit from that.
Right. And the YMCA, like, supports all of our beach guards and the, you know, the city of Rehoboth, Dewey, and Denrek. Like, that's where they get their training done. They come to the YMCA. We're one big family.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Lori K. Payton, Community Vice President of the Sussex and Dover YMCAs. Lori K., tell our listeners how they can find out more about the Y, how they can get connected either as members or as volunteers.
Yeah, so you can go to our website at ymcade.org. That's ymcade.org. We've got a really robust Facebook page too. You can just search Sussex Family YMCA. And you can always give us a call too at 296-YMCA-9622.
I want you to say that again. I love the way you say that.
296-YMCA.
That's awesome. Lori K., you have several facilities. Tell our listeners where the facilities are, you know, a little, maybe what's different between the different facilities you have.
So across the state, we have 8 YMCAs. We are one association, which is that is like a model that no other state has. So we have the whole state. Personally, I support the Sussex Family YMCA at Rehoboth Beach on Church Street and the Dover Family YMCA on State Street in Dover. And we also have out at Dover, we have a Dover Outdoor Center where we have our camps and an outdoor pool and some trails. It's beautiful out there.
And really what you're trying to do, you're trying to be relevant to each community based on their demographics and who really needs what services.
Exactly.
Volunteerism is a big part of the why. Mm-hmm. And I would like to ask you to talk a little bit about the volunteer opportunities for folks, because a lot of folks, when they're retired or different stages in life, they want to give back. They want to make a difference. And a lot of retirees are looking for volunteer opportunities. And there's so many different ways that people can make a difference in the community based on their own interests.
Right. One of the big ways I had already mentioned was our safety around water. And even if people are like, I don't get in the water, but even like helping us to, you know, make the day go smooth by greeting our families, by guiding people. We have a volunteer advisory board that is critical in helping us to create awareness in the community, fundraise, friend raise, and be involved in that type of way. We're working on some intergenerational programs where we've got a child watch program where members can drop off their kiddos and work out work out for a couple hours. But wouldn't it be cool if a retiree came and read some books to them? We've also got a robust teen leadership program and a workforce development program. We're looking for speakers to come and talk about like what they did professionally. So like those are just a couple opportunities, but they're out there.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the fundraising. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Lori K. Payton, the Community Vice President of Sussex and Dover YMCAs. Talk a little bit about folks who, in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, I talk about making an impact. Mm-hmm. I call them impact life goals, hopes, and dreams. How can people make an impact in a real tangible way, things they can see, and maybe contribute money to specific programs mm-hmm. that people have a heart? How can they go about doing that?
Well, and that's what I, you know, like you talk about, we have so much to do. Like, how do you reach everyone? And so that's where even like with how we impact the community, you know, we offer Live Strong at the Y programming where our participants don't pay a penny for this 12-week program that is life-changing for them. It's education, exercise, community. That's $500 a person. They don't pay a penny for that. We've got our camps and our overnight camps where, you know, some families just can't afford that. So if somebody's got a passion or a heart to help, you know, families and kids, I will tell you in the Dover area, we gave away $479,000 last year to that community. This community in Sussex, we gave away almost $80,000 supporting seniors, families, kids, our teenagers, just working through program services, helping them to develop as responsible adults.
Okay, what is one fun fact or just a perspective that folks may not know about the YMCA?
I think that what people don't realize is that we're one of the largest child care providers in the state. even here in Sussex County, we have 5 after-school sites across the whole county. Like, people get stuck in those 4 walls. We are not in the 4 walls. We are here to serve the community outside of our 4 walls, getting in the communities, helping schools, senior centers, whatever it takes. The Y wants to be a part of that.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Enjoying the show? Check out Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, at maximizing.com. Dedicated Financial has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711.
Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC-registered investment advisor firm. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Lori K. Payden, Community Vice President of the Sussex and Dover YMCAs. We're talking about the whole concept of community and how the YMCA is such an integral part of the coastal Delaware community, the Dover community, and really the different communities across the state of Delaware that in and of itself is a larger, bigger, stronger community. And I'll let you maybe focus a little more is the concept about being connected to the YMCA. Why and how would someone, why would they want to be connected to the Y?
Well, you know, as I had mentioned previously, you know, some people are living alone and don't have anyone at home. So when they go out, they want to have a conversation with someone. And I will tell you, just our membership engagement representatives, like, they're family to some of these people. Like, we know their names. We know when they're on vacation. We know what rubs them wrong. Like, we're there to, you know, to support them. But again, like, individuals like going to classes and spending that time together, not only are they getting healthier, but I'm telling you, they really enjoy that social aspect.
Yeah. I'm also going to press into something a little here. You mentioned people who are alone, but there are people who are not alone, and maybe, you know, they have a spouse or they have given people in their lives, and they do a lot of activities. And if they're retired, they're involved in all kinds of different social activities and recreational activities. But I want to distinguish between socialization and connection. Really want to press into that idea of not just doing stuff and being busy, but being meaningfully integrated with others. Talk a little bit about that with the
Y. Well, I think when you're seriously, you know, taking care of your health and doing that on a journey together, it creates this other type of connection. And yeah, the social part is so valuable, but really when you're a part of the YMCA, you understand the community, you get to understand the impact, and you get to see these changes being made. And you know, when, you know, my big thing is I tell my staff every week, go be a life changer and a memory maker. And I will say that after I'm done teaching a class to our members, what are you going to do to be a life changer and a memory maker? And just really encouraging people to be the change, to be that person that makes a difference in somebody's life.
And there's different connections. There's connections between members. There's connection between your volunteers and the folks you serve. There's even very important connections between volunteers. So don't know if there's any one of those combinations they'd like to address where, you know, what's interesting, people say, hey, I'm going to get involved in the Y in some capacity because I have a need or something I want to do, I want to give. But it turns into more than just an activity. Mm-hmm. It turns into part of who people are. And in my book, Maximizing Retirement, I talk about identity and how identity is such an important part of your life. But talk a little bit about the idea of connecting with people in a way that you feel part of something bigger than who you are.
Yeah. Well, I would think like definitely our board of directors really feels that connection, number one, to each other, because they're working towards one common goal. But I often hear how people gravitate to them because they are serving the why in that manner. And so they're connecting with them to understand more, sometimes to vent a little bit. But, you know, that's how we take care of them. So our board of directors, like, work really hard to, I mean, to raise money. But they know that when they raise money, it's going to a good cause. But just like that impact and seeing people's lives change from that really makes them connected and helps them to see the value of that.
And it's really part of people's identity. You know, mm-hmm. people, they're not just, hey, I just do this at the Y. The Y is part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can even just touch on that, how people feel like that represents me. It's part of my value system. It's part of my character, my belief structure.
Right. Well, you know, we always buzz out there is that 1 in 3 people have a YMCA story. So someone walks in and introduce myself, give a tour, like, so what do you know about the Y? He's like, I grew up doing swim lessons. I worked at the Y. I was a camp counselor. The Y changed my life. And so, like, it's not just somebody that walks in the door. It's oftentimes it's something that they grew up and had that interaction growing up. And I love when I go in and I do a camp training and first thing I'll be is like, how many of you, I'm talking about counselors, how many of you were a camper? And when 80% of the room raises their hand saying, that's why I'm here, because I was a camp kid.
Here's going to be a shout out to folks for whom the YMCA was part of their life. Here's a shout out, maybe reconnect with that, because when people are retired at a different stage in life, when they have more time, they really seek those things that were meaningful to them at one time. And when people look for significance, looking for things to provide them fulfillment, there's really very few things that are better than connecting things that mm-hmm. were important to you and living them in a different venue, a different time in your life, a different context.
Exactly. And we are working, you know, you mentioned like connecting and retiring, and we're working on unveiling a bigger program where we create this connection, regular socials, regular education, regular programs just for that retiree group, so they can start to connect and do that journey together. Life's a journey, not a destination.
I love that. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Lori K. Payden, Community Vice President of the Sussex and Dover YMCAs. Lori K., tell our listeners how they can find out more about the why, how they can maybe even connect with you personally, because mm-hmm. maybe something you said really struck a chord.
Okay, so you can always check out our website at ymcade.org or give us a call, 302-296-YMCA, which is 9622, 296-9622. If you really want to talk to me, my extension is 1555.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, I love stories. In our program, I love hearing life-changing stories. And is there any memory you have from a member, a volunteer, maybe someone who's employed by the Y, and something that they got involved in or just something that changed their life?
I have a story about a member that had a debilitating type of childhood trauma, and she had her limbs amputated. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't come into the YMCA or go anywhere because she felt that people thought she was a monster. Like, she used those exact words. And she started coming into the Y as an adult with her father, and she felt so welcome, so loved. And now she comes by herself. Now she reads to the kids in our Child Watch program. Her life was changed because we simply took the time to love on her and care for her and just like we should anyone, to let her know she's accepted.
And how you empowered her to be not just whole herself, but to be a member of society contributing and making an impact on other people's lives, just passing that
on. Right, and being able to share her story and letting youth see that you can overcome. That's what the Why is about.
That's beautiful. So, Lori Kay, one way that I always like to reflect on an impact an organization has is what would happen if, like, tragically, the YMC just disappeared? What would be missing in the community?
Connection, growth, socialization, opportunity to impact youth and really develop them, having this intergenerational community that really cares for one another.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put myself in a role as a member of the Y. So it's like the Y doesn't exist. Okay, if I'm a youth, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do like after school? What happened to Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so? They were such an important mentor in my life. I don't have this family structure. This person that served this role is gone. Mm-hmm. People saying, hey, my friend that I do life with, I don't have the means to do life with that person. What a tremendous loss for mm-hmm. individuals personally and for the community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and instantly when you said, what if the Y wasn't there? I was going to say, well, we're more than just a building. We're not going anywhere. Right. So it's just like even the thought of that hurts my heart because it's just – it's such a special place. And, my background's public parks and rec. And when I had the opportunity to work at the YMCA, it took my entire career and dropped it into still parks and recreation, but a charitable opportunity. Like to be able to just really pour into people in a way that is unexplainable.
Well, I'm going to take what I just said and I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to talk about how can we amp up the impact that the Y has.
Right. Well, that's why I'm here and that's why I'm in this community. And so just getting the word out, like if we can get more people stopping in the Y, understanding what we're doing, who we are, and spreading our good news. And you will see me out and about doing public speaking and firing up people and people just drop their jaw. They're like, we didn't know they do that. So we're just really taking this opportunity to unveil and re-energize the community so they can understand who we are and what we're doing, that we have the opportunity to really change the lives of people in not only Sussex County and Kent County, but the whole state. Like we are really impacting people's health, mental ability, social, emotional, everything.
I'm speaking with Lori Kay Payton, Community Vice President of the Sussex and Dover YMCAs. I'd like to ask you just one last question, Lori Kay, if I can. And that is, what is your vision for the Y, what it can be in terms of making impact in the community?
Yeah, I think, really following through on our three promises, like showing that we are changing the test scores and the social emotional level of our children because of our programs that we're doing through the whole state, like putting every kid on a pathway to success. We've got to do something there. The other thing is just our impact on chronic disease management and how we are really working to create a healthier state and uniting people. Like we've got to get along. We've got to love one another. And my big thing is like the YMCA can't do it alone. Like I look for other nonprofits. I look for other leaders in the community to say, okay, so where can we bridge the gap? How can we partner? How can the hospitals and the Y partner? How can the schools and the YMCA partner and create a better community as a whole? Because no one can do it alone.
That's awesome. It's very visionary and really transforming for our community and for society. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
If you want to catch more of Len's Maximizing Your Retirement, tune in Sundays at noon on Channel 47, ABC News.
Are you approaching retirement and wondering how to make the most of it? Len Hadachuk of Dedicated Financial can help. He's assisted countless families navigate the complexities of retirement. In his book, Maximizing Your Retirement, he shares the secrets to a satisfying and meaningful retirement, as well as practical guidance to make it not just enduring, but truly enjoyable and fulfilling. You'll learn how to align your money with what matters most to you, strategies on how to grow into who you are and want to become, and actionable steps to achieve your life goals, hopes, and dreams
to ensure your retirement is as enjoyable and fulfilling as possible. Your retirement should be the capstone of your life. Lynn Haydachuk can help you get there. Get a free copy of Maximizing Your Retirement and the digital workbook at maxamazing.com. Maxamazing.com. Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC registered investment advisor firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancial.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, talking about community. And sometimes it's helpful to just break things down to their most basic elements. And when we think of the word community, maybe it's just really kind of define that word or what that means. And community is really made up of two words, con, which means together, and munis, which means duty or obligation. And so when we think about a community, it's people who are together or togetherness of individuals who have a common duty or obligation to each other. And what I will say with my view of how people are wired and what drives people, and I talk about it in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement. Maximizing Your Retirement is available for purchase on Amazon.com. You can also get a download on Maximizing.com. That's M-A-X amazing, Max amazing. And identity is the key consideration with community. The reason for that is because when we think of connection, we're not going to connect with people that we don't feel a commonality with. We're going to connect with people who share our beliefs, our values, have a character that is similar to ours, have maybe deep interests, maybe even deeper passions resulting from these beliefs, values, and character. It could be different interests that are involved in activities, but ultimately, it is this point of connection that brings people together, and not just together, but a sense of a union, sense of unity, even a sense of duty and obligation. Because if I'm in an organization that's important to me, it's important to me at a very deep level, really touches my value system, and there are other individuals who are part of this organization that have the similar values, what that does, that connects me with that individual. So I'll just mention something very maybe trite. So let's assume that I'm just making this up, that I follow a soccer team in the Premier League in England. That's not true of me. I'm just trying to make a point here. And not many people follow soccer. It's called football all over the world, but we call it soccer. And people don't have that interest. And of course, they don't follow my team. But what happens when I meet someone that follows my team? Right away, immediately, there's a connection point. Right away, we have some kind of a bond, and we will talk about the team. We'll talk about, the last game. And now we have a sense of relationship. We have a sense of, a strong feeling that we've even known each other for a long period of time, where we just met. We talked about an obscure soccer team. And that's how community works. The community takes people that unites them in a very meaningful way in a very short period of time. And what's interesting is there are many things that can connect us. And usually that point of connection is at what I call the identity component level. We have different parts of who we are, different parts of our being. And community is one of these sense of identity. When I am connected with other people in my community, and it's part of who I am, I have a greater sense of belonging. What's true of me, I happen to be a person of faith. So when I meet people of faith, there's a community within that part of my identity component. My family is an important part of my identity. And there's community in a family, in a healthy family. So it's very important to really tap into these parts of who we are, these different parts of our identity when we're looking for a community, looking for those connections. Because if it's not something that's deeply important to us, the likelihood of that connection with other people would be fairly light. And we need that depth in what we believe, what we value, to have that stronger connection with others. And so what each community has in common are these obligations based on these shared values. And that common identity is what binds people together. And when we look at what that means is that people look out for each other based on those value systems. So if we look at, let's say, a church community, we'll just talk about that. Well, the church is going to be concerned about the spiritual wellness or spiritual strength of each other. And so they're going to really look out for each other and try and make sure in the context of who they are, what they believe, they'll look at things like, what are some threats potentially to our belief system? What is what do we want to be careful of that? You know, maybe some kind of a doctrinal teaching that's going to set us astray from what our belief system is. And that's true of all belief systems. Look at political parties trying to be true to the platform, to the value system, to what they believe is the underpinnings of that political party. You look at people have different causes, environmental causes. They're looking at commonalities and what are threats to that or environmental organization that would undermine those connections. And so when you see that closeness, what a community will do is they will expel those things that are not consistent with their communities, because anything that is inconsistent really wears against that community and it has to be protected. And so what we want to do, we want to talk about this obligation as a key element of belonging to a community. And what we're going to talk about is the identity itself. The importance of that identity component has to be reinforced, if not increased continually. So any organization, if you are not continually involved in that organization, building into those underlying beliefs, that values, and it's lived out through a character, then that's going to pull you away from that organization. Clearly, if we're not building into something, we're drifting away from it. And so when we're part of a community, we want to make sure that we maintain that connection. We want to attend those meetings. We want to have that regular involvement, because if not, it's going to just by attrition, have other things in our life become more important and that community be less important. We want to make sure that those beliefs, values that we have in common with the community stay strong. And that revolves around, of course, that participation and, you know, being reinforced those beliefs, values, and character. And like I mentioned just a while ago, to make sure that those beliefs, values, and character to make sure that those beliefs and values are not intruded upon, because when they are, that wears away at the reason for that community to even exist. But it's also this concern for individuals, for members of the community, because we recognize that to have a strong community, we need to have strong members within that community that reinforce that and reinforce the beliefs and values of the community. And as a result, it really strengthens us individually and the community as a whole. Let's talk a little bit about changing communities. And for people who become part of different communities, their beliefs, values, and character have to first be maintained. And I talk about this in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, at Amazon.com through purchase, also available on Maximizing.com. You can get a download. And we want to be looking at the underlying beliefs and values that we have, because everything that we decide to have part of who we are, part of our identity, has to pass through these filters of beliefs and values. We'll never be members of an organization whose beliefs and values aren't consistent with ours. And so that's a screening process. And as we get involved in that organization, we get a better sense of, do their beliefs and values truly stack up with mine? And the more they do, the more we will press into that organization, the more we'll dedicate ourselves to it, the more our beliefs and values will mesh with theirs, the more we are ingrained with what they believe, with what we believe, and we can impart our beliefs and values to the members of that organization becomes more and more important. Conversely, when we had a sense that those beliefs and values aren't common, that we don't share those same underlying beliefs that are foundational to why we even exist together, that will wear away at that relationship. And of course, as we change priorities, the involvement in organization can change. It's just a natural way of doing life. We have things that are important part of life that isn't as important anymore for different reasons. It could be health reasons. It could be proximity reasons. It could be just stage in life reasons. Myself, I used to be avid volleyball player, and I was very good. As I got older and I had family responsibilities, I couldn't be as involved in it. As I got older, I wasn't as physically able to play at that high level of competitiveness that I was. And so that became a less important part of my life. And so what we want to do, we want to be thinking about how we continually assess what's important to us, what's important to who we are, our identity, and how the different things that we're involved in, I call facets of life, we live out, and how community is such an important part of that by sharing those parts of our life with others that keep us on that path of maintaining our beliefs and values and living them out and sharing them with others who do the same. We become stronger as individuals, and it strengthens our community. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Be well.
Leonard P. Hadachuk is an investment advisor representative of Turner Financial Group and offers advisory services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent and through Dedicated Financial.
Retirement is more than just an end. It's a new beginning. Len Hadachuk, CEO and founder of Dedicated Financial, has been helping families for more than 30 years make their golden years truly shine, and he can do the same for you. Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, provides the roadmap you need for a satisfying and meaningful retirement. Packed with practical advice, you'll learn how to identify who you are and how to grow into who you want to become. Discover strategies to make your retirement enjoyable and fulfilling, and ways to align your money with what is most important to you. Transform your retirement into the amazing experience you deserve. Visit maxamazing.com to get your free copy of Maximizing Your Retirement and the digital workbook from Len Hadachuk today. Don't wait. Start your journey towards an incredible retirement now. That's maxamazing.com. Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC registered investment advisor firm.
Dedicated Financial has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711.
Investment advisory services offered through Turner Financial Group, an SEC-registered investment advisor firm. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services.